In the South American nation of Bolivia, violent street protests continue today. The country's poor Indian majority is opposed to the government's free market policies there. Tomorrow, Bolivia's Congress is expected to vote on President Carlos Mesa's offer to resign. With us now from La Paz is the BBC's Elliot Godkin, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And tell us how bad the clashes are.
Certainly, yesterday the clashes were extremely violent. There were dozens, if not hundreds, of clashes between the protesters and the police. Many of the protesters, for example, are miners, so they, of course, handle dynamite for when they're at work, and their main mode of protesting is by exploding these sticks of dynamite. Now, in recent days and weeks, these protesters, some of them have taken to hurling these dynamites, very large, deafening charges of dynamite, at the riot police, who have responded with tear gas. Yesterday, there were several injuries. There were about 50, at least 50 arrests, and really the situation is getting increasingly fraught. I mean, I was almost set upon myself by a group of angry peasant farmers because they thought that I was a local journalist who was therefore going to portray their plight in a negative manner.
And the protesters are mainly from the country's poor Indian majority. What are they demanding from the ruling class?
Basically, they have two main demands. At least that's how the current round of unrest began. They want the nationalization of Bolivia's energy industry. Bolivia has the second largest natural gas reserves in South America, and they're worth around $50 billion if all the gas was taken out of the ground. They're also demanding a constituent assembly. That's something that people would get together to rewrite the constitution to give Bolivia's indigenous majority a greater role in the Bolivian state. So those are the two main demands. Now, since President Carlos Mesa announced his offer to resign on Monday night, they're now also demanding that the people normally in line to succeed the president, that's the head of the Senate and the head of the lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, they're demanding that it's particularly the head of the Senate, does not take up the presidency as he's allowed to do so by according to the Constitution, because they simply don't like him. They see him as part of the elite from the wealthy lowlands, and that's a kind of another additional thing that they've added to their demands now.
Well, do they have someone that they'd like to see become the president?
Certainly the main figurehead in political terms, the only one who really has any real chance of ever assuming the presidency, is one Evo Morales. Now, he's the head of the Movement Towards Socialism. That's the main opposition party. He came second in the last presidential elections. Now, unfortunately, he's a bit of a not, let's say, the favorite person of the United States, given that he also heads up the coca growers in Bolivia. Of course, Bolivia is the third largest producer of the coca leaf, which can be used to make cocaine.
Now, underlying all of this, both figuratively and literally, are Bolivia's huge natural gas reserves, the second largest in South America. So what are the repercussions?
They've already had repercussions. Repsol, the Spanish oil giant, which has invested heavily here in Bolivia, I believe it's the largest investor, and just the other week announced that rather than continuing with its plan to export Bolivia's gas to the US and Mexico, it's going to do that from Peru's Camisea gas field. So certainly Bolivia already seems to be losing out. Investment certainly appears to be frozen now, and indeed these foreign energy firms are, I think, all of them appear to be considering whether to go to international arbitration and, you know, suing the Bolivian government for damages. So certainly these protests have already had repercussions, and the outlook for Bolivia's gas, according to one analyst I spoke to, you know, it now looks likely it's just going to stay in the ground and won't benefit anybody.
The BBC's Elliot Godkin in La Paz, Bolivia. Thanks, Elliot.
No problem.